Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Little Tom Petty, American Girl, very appropriate for our next guest. Imagine the scene, St. Paul River Center, American flags, small American flags waving to some beautiful patriotic tunes and a crowd of new Americans for an afternoon ceremony, about 1,000 oath takers taking their pledge to become American citizens. Joining us now is one of those people. Panya Yang on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. She's an executive producer at Fox 9. We saw this on social media yesterday. Panya, so excited for you and everyone who took the oath. Congratulations. Can you tell us a little bit about what went through your mind as you were taking that oath yesterday?
Thank you so much, Vanita. You know, I got teary just because this is something that, like, I wanted to do for a really long time. And I had mentioned too in my social media post that at that point I was the only person in my family who was not a U.S. citizen. My parents, who I came to the United States with, they both were U.S. citizens. And then all my siblings who were born here are U.S. citizens. And so I was just kind of like the lone duck. And so, you know, it was just emotional to now be able to not just be more of a part of my family, but to be part of, you know, like, to be an American. I think it was an amazing feeling.
Tell us a little bit about your story. You were born in Thailand?
Yes. So I am Hmong, and I was born in a refugee camp in Thailand. And we came to the United States, me and my parents, when I was a year and a half. That was back in 1982, April 1982. And so, you know, my parents' typical immigration story, where they worked so very hard to raise me and my and all my siblings. There's six of us who are biological, four adopted. So together, there's 10 of us kids. And I'm still incredibly amazed at just how amazing they were to support all of us and to encourage us all to go to college and just to be successful and to be better than where we came from. And they had so many great dreams for us. And so, you know, it was just amazing growing up. You know, of course, you know, as any family has, you know, we butted heads as kids, but I am so thankful for my family and just to have that support. And so growing up, you know, it was something that I never really thought about as a child. And then when my parents became U.S. citizens in my 20s, you know, I think it was something that I wanted to do, but I think just like financially, I just wasn't in a good place. And then finally, I made the decision this year and it happened.
Oh, that is so great. It is 7:25. We're talking to Panya Yang. She's a new American citizen. We are wishing her a big congratulations. What is it, you know, those of us who were born U.S. citizens, what is it that we take for granted, you think? And as someone who's a new American citizen, what do you look forward to?
I would say taking for granted just, you know, I have to share a story. When I was in elementary school, I loved all my teachers. I went to Kenwood, by the way. And they were like talking about, they're like, you'd be a great president someday. And I know in my heart of hearts, I was like, I can't because I wasn't born here. And so that, I feel like that always stuck with me, just to have like that, that ability to be like, I can't be president someday, which is fine. I'm totally cool with that now. you know, it's, you know, I think just along those lines, the thing that I'm looking forward to most is being able to vote. Just like seeing just the power of the vote of, I think it's just so important. And I think that's probably our biggest responsibility is like, U.S. citizens, to be able to make sure that our voices are heard.
That's so important. Well, we wish you a big congratulations to you and the 1,000 other people who are there taking the oath to become new American citizens. They're from 99 countries. That's just so overwhelming. So wishing you the best, Panya. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Zanita.
Great to talk to Panya Yang. Just a side note, my parents became citizens when I was 12, so I remember that feeling of them coming home waving that American flag.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.